You're listening to News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richard. Richards, he'll be back soon. He's not feeling well, but he will be back, and he will bring his own brand of vocabujazz to you to fill up your eardrums. Jim is truly one of the greats. I love listening to Jim Richards. I know you guys do too. And he will be back. He's just under the weather tonight. I'm Richard Krause sitting in for him. A little bit later on, we're going to talk about that horrible moment when you're applying for a job or you're filling out a school application and people are going to be looking into your past a little bit and you realize that your digital footprint is real and there's stuff on there that, well, maybe you wish wasn't on there. Carmi Levy will stop by and he's going to tell us what you can do just to make sure that your past doesn't catch up with you in horrible, unexpected ways because of something you tweeted when you were 16 years old. We're also going to talk about half of Canadian employees who plan on changing their jobs in 2023. That's from a new survey. Sharon Maslin, branch director of Robert Half, joins me to talk about that. I think that number is a little high, but I'm sure that she will explain all and make it all make sense to me and therefore it makes sense to you. Right now, though, we're going to talk about charity. How do you give? Do you give money? Do you give money to charity? I know a lot of people do. A lot of people have monthly stipends that they send out to charity. Sometimes it's a one-time only thing around the holidays. Well, a new study tells us that the total amount donated by Canadians during the 2020 tax year was just 0.49% of income. And that's the lowest that amount has been since the year 2000. So we brought in an expert, that's Jake Fuss, Associate Director of Fiscal Policy for the Fraser Institute. Jake, how are you?
Great, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. So let's talk about this. Now, I think that there are some probably fairly obvious reasons why giving is down a little bit. I think that there are financial effects of COVID-19, of the pandemic, that also brought with it some social changes as well. What do you see? Because it's kind of a remarkable drop, though. Was it just COVID, or is there something else at play?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, every holiday season, we track this generosity of Canadians. And like you said, in this year's study, we're finding that the share of income donated by Canadians to charities has reached the lowest point since the year 2000. We don't track the exact reasons why this is happening in the study, but we do know, you know, from past research that generosity is often sensitive to the amount of after-tax income that you have available to you. So that could certainly be a factor at play here. And in our data from 2020, that's obviously the first year that we would have seen some of the effects of the pandemic. So that could certainly be something that we're seeing over time. But we also saw some of these trends even before the pandemic where we were seeing this declining generosity among Canadians at that time too.
Now, when was this poll done? Because I would imagine that as we get closer to Christmas and, you know, it's around the corner and the holiday season, that's a time to reflect and perhaps, you know, open up the purse strings a little bit and give to charities. Does the last holiday season factor into the results that we're talking about tonight?
Yeah, so these are a whole year that we look at. So this is for the entire year of 2020. So it's for the entire tax year, for instance. So it's not taken at necessarily a specific time. It will track from January to December every year. Right. And this is a study that we've been doing for well over 20 years now, too. And we've seen, you know, these trends really continue over the last 10 years in particular, especially after the 2008 recession. We've really seen a drop in generosity among all provinces in Canada.
And the decline in generosity has a direct effect on these charities. They are essentially mostly depending on what charity they are, but generally speaking, they're there to improve the quality of life in communities and that sort of thing. What effects are we seeing on the charities themselves by this decrease in charitable donations?
Yeah, well, anytime you see a rapid decline in charitable giving over the last couple of decades in Canada, that means charities are going to be increasingly strapped for resources and face financial obstacles. So this is obviously bad news for the most vulnerable in our society who rely on charitable donations, especially for things like food and shelter in particular. So we're certainly, you know, hopeful that in this holiday season, those troubling trends are going to turn around into a more positive direction.
And the study found that Manitoba had the highest percentage of tax filers donating to charity. Newfoundland and Labrador had the lowest. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, ultimately, we don't track the exact reasons why this is happening, but this is something that we've seen for quite some time now, with Manitoba placing first overall among Canadian provinces on the index. So we've seen pretty much year after year since we've been doing this study that they donate the highest percentage of their income and have the highest percentage of tax filers making donations to charities. Then on the flip side, if we look at Quebec, they've donated the lowest share of income to charity among all provinces. And these are kind of consistent trends that we've seen over time. So it might have something to do with, you know, the amount of after-tax income that individuals have, but we're not exactly certain what the real reason is why we've seen these consistent trends over time.
And what do you expect will happen now? We're possibly looking at a recession. Do you just expect these numbers to continue into kind of a free fall? Or, you know, I would hope that after the pandemic, that people would have been reflective and think about ways to make their lives and other people's lives better and therefore give to charity. What do you think the balance will be there?
Yeah, difficult to say, obviously, to predict the future. But anytime you face a recession or economic shock or anything like COVID or, you know, another recession possible in 2023, I think obviously people will be, you know, increasingly strapped for resources and probably have less money available to donate, unfortunately. But, you know, we're certainly hopeful that, you know, Canadians continue to demonstrate generosity because a lot of these charities do depend on that money, and so do vulnerable Canadians. So it's difficult to say exactly what's going to happen in the future. You know, we can only hope that things start to turn around a little bit here.
The Fraser Institute, this isn't the only poll that you would have done. What other sorts of work do you do outside of this poll? What other things could we look to as indicators of the financial health or not of the country?
So in terms of government finances, you mean?
Sure.
Yeah, so we do a whole bunch of different studies in terms of government finances. So recently, well, we actually did a bunch of research on fiscal anchors in Canada, just looking at how to make sure that government finances are sustainable for future generations of Canadians. And what we found was that the most successful approach from governments abroad was to keep government spending in check and ultimately balance your budget over a long term, just to make sure that governments are ultimately responsible and not burdening, you know, future generations and young Canadians with debt in the future. So that's the type of research that we do at the Fraser Institute as well.
Thank you very much. I've been speaking with Jake Fuss, the Associate Director of Fiscal Policy for the Fraser Institute, and we've been talking about the amount of money donated by Canadians during the 2020 tax year is the lowest amount since at least 2000. So fascinating story, and thank you very much for your input on it.
Thanks very much for having me on.
All right. When we come back, there's still lots more to go. We're going to talk about digital footprints. Are you leaving a mark that may come back to haunt you when you're looking for a job or applying for a new school or whatever it might be? We're going to find out all about that very soon. On the other side of the break, when we come back, Carmi Levy will be here. We'll also be talking about employees planning to change their jobs. Lots more to come. I'm Richard Krause in for Jim Richards.